Dusty Tomes Audiobooks and Spoken Realms presents The American Nation, A History in 27 Volumes, Volume 3, Spain and America, 1450 to 1580, by Edward Gaylord Bourne, Series Editor Albert Bushnell Hart, narrated by Joseph Tabler, originally published by Harper Brothers, 1904. Editor's Introduction. In this volume begins the detailed narrative of the founding and development of the communities now included within the United States of America, and the story necessarily goes back to the discovery of the American islands and continents. The volume, therefore, closely connects with those chapters of Cheney's European Background of American History, Volume 1 of this series, which deal with the intellectual uprising in Europe and the determined efforts of the Portuguese to find a way to India. Professor Bourne, in his earlier chapters, summarizes and restates, with many original conclusions, the controverted points with regard to the discovery of America. He counts Columbus a genuine discoverer and a man of lofty spirit, although unequal to the task of organizing and administering a colony. Out of the accumulated details on the discovery of America, this volume selects those which are essential for the understanding of the problem and its solution, and it makes especially clear the division between Spain and Portugal by the demarcation line, not only in the Atlantic, but later in the Indian Ocean. The earliest interest of England in the New World is described in Chapter 5, and the myth of Sebastian Cabot's voyages is dissipated. The volume is especially clear on the early development of the northern coast by the English and the Portuguese, and in Chapters 6 and 10 brings out the often neglected Spanish voyages along the eastern coast of the present United States. Chapter 7 on Amerigo Vespucci reveals a truth which has been much obscured, that the name America, derived from the Florentine voyager, spread slowly, was long applied only to South America, and for nearly two centuries was not habitually used by Spanish geographers. The Vespucci controversy is also made intelligible, and the solution of the writer seems inevitable. A feature of this volume is its careful treatment of the voyages succeeding Columbus, and especially of Magellan's wonderful achievement, Chapter 9, and the author seems to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?